Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Our word today comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verses 17 to 23. Okay. That's 1 Samuel 15, verses 17 through 23. Mm-hmm. And it reads as follows. Samuel said, and he was talking to Saul, King Saul, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites, wage war against them until you have wiped them out.' Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evils in the eyes of the Lord?" Verse 20, "But I did obey the Lord," Saul said. "I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal." But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Verse 23, "For rebellion is like sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of adultery. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." I would like to speak today on the topic, to obey is better than sacrifice. To give you some background, the Israelites decided that they wanted a king instead of trusting God to be their leader. Mm-hmm. Now bear in mind that God had brought these same Israelites out of bondage, performed great miracles as only the Lord could. He has led them in battle, and he won every single battle because God is undefeated. Mm-hmm. He gave them manna in the wilderness, and he gave them the promised land, despite the fact that they complained and were disobedient on several occasions. Okay. God was disappointed that the Israelites would ask for a king. Mm. You see, they asked for a king because they saw that the other nations had kings as well. They said, "Well, we need a king to fight our battles too." They had totally forgot that God had fought their battles for them. So God had raised up Samuel to be their leader, and Samuel was a man of God. The Lord gave the Israelites a king named Saul. God was disappointed that he made Saul king. He gave the Israelites what they wanted, even though he knew that's not what they needed. In verse 18, the Lord had sent Saul on a mission to utterly destroy the Amalekites, destroying everything and everyone in the city. But Saul was disobedient because he took the king prisoner, and the soldiers kept the best cattle, sheep, and went against what God had commanded Saul to do. Samuel confronted Saul in verse 19 and said, "Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evils in the eyes of the Lord?" Saul said in verses 20 and 21 that he had indeed obeyed the law, and that he took King Agag prisoner, and he intended to offer the cattle and livestock as a sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, in reality, Saul and his army had no intentions of sacrificing that cattle. Their intention was to take that livestock for their own selfish reasons. They were going to keep it among themselves. But because Samuel called out Saul, he used that as a reason why he kept it. In other words, he lied. Samuel, being led by God, knew the intent of Saul's heart and knew that Saul was lying. So in verse 22, Samuel stated, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, Saul, he has rejected you as king. So you see, Saul thought that he could cover up his sin of disobedience by giving a sacrifice unto the Lord. But Samuel stated that to obey the Lord is better than any sacrifice that you can give him. Okay? So let's bring this current, if we may. How many times have we tried to please God by some other means besides being obedient? There is nothing more important to God than to have his people be obedient to him. We can sacrifice till the cows come home, pun intended, but our sacrifice will not please God if the price for the sacrifice is disobedience. How many times have we fasted to hear from God when if we had simply been obedient in the first place, we probably would have gotten the answer, and then we could have fasted as a praise offering to thank God for hearing us. We have been going about this sacrifice thing all wrong. Saul tried to pull the okey-doke on God. Isn't that scary? How is he going to fool God? God knows the intent of Saul's heart. He knows why he allegedly was going to sacrifice to him. But God also knows that he was disobedient. So I'm not here judging Saul because, let's face it, you and I have both done the same thing, whether we want to admit it or not. The last part of verse 23, Samuel told Saul, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. God rejects those who are disobedient to him. Are y'all with me? See, we try to sacrifice our time to spend time with God, but we don't listen to him. Now, the Bible is full of many instances where God has given us instructions on how we should live our lives. The Ten Commandments is the most glaring example of instructions that God has given his people. Matthew 7:1 says we should not judge one another unjustly. That's a way of living as well. In Matthew 6:5-14, Jesus even tells us how to pray. He's telling us to be obedient to how we pray. Don't pray like the heathens. Don't pray so everybody can see you. Don't use a whole lot of words. Get to the point. God is not dumb. He knows why you're there before you get there. So pray right. In Matthew 6:16-18, Jesus even tells us how to fast. He tells us, don't fast like the heathens. Don't tell everybody you're fasting. This is between you and God. Leave it that way. Continue to wash your face, brush your teeth, shave or whatever. So nobody will know that you're fasting. It's supposed to be a secret between you and God. He gives us those instructions. Okay? There are a bunch of other sacrifices that tells us in the Bible that we should love one another, right? That's what the scripture says, that we should love one another. It's everywhere in the Bible, New Testament, where God tells us if we're truly his disciples, that we should love one another. That's an instruction to his people. And how many of us have actually obeyed that instruction? We pray for people, we pray for ourselves, and then we ask God to help us. Why should God help us if we're not even obedient enough to love one another? I'm just saying. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's an example of an instruction too, right? You have to have faith if you're going to believe and trust in the Lord. That's huge. If we're disobedient in our faith in him, then we are sinning beyond reason because God's not going to hear us. He's not going to pay us any mind because we don't have the faith to believe that he's going to do whatever we ask for in the first place. Would y'all agree with me? Mm-hmm. Amen. So there are many other examples. I'm just giving you a few. The Bible is full of instructions that God has given his people over the span of the entire Bible. I mean, it started in the Garden of Eden. He gave instructions. They were disobedient there. They've been disobedient from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, let's just face it. We've been disobedient. But we have also tried to ask God to help us through making some kind of sacrifice. If we're going to sacrifice our time, we're going to say, okay, God, I'm going to come spend some quality time with you. I'm going to praise your name. I'm going to get quiet in prayer or whatever. And then we don't keep the basic instructions that God tells us to do. But yet we expect God to bless us. Samuel told Saul that God rejected him because of his disobedience. Why do we think we're going to be accepted when we're going to be rejected for the same reason? We're going to be rejected because we were not obedient to God's instructions. We've sacrificed in other ways too. Yeah, we fasted. We fasted to hear from God or to get a situation right in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if we had been obedient in the first place, we never would have had to fast. You think about that? If we were keeping God's instructions, our lives would reflect that, where we wouldn't have to fast, where we wouldn't have to pray and seek the Lord for all these things. We'd already be on it because we're keeping God's commandments. We're keeping being obedient to God. And as a result, he is ordaining us to do his will. But the opposite applies too now. Okay? And we do all this fasting or whatever. We go to God and all that. But if we're disobedient, he's not going to pay us any money. He's going to ignore our fast. It means nothing to him if we're disobedient. I'm surprised I'm just hearing about this. I've been in church all my life. Nobody talks about this. Why? You know, I don't get it. But I'm thankful that God is bringing this up today. It's very important that we understand that in order for us to be obedient, to be God's chosen people, we must be obedient. And that any sacrifice we make is a waste of time if we're not obedient. Like I said before, there are many other examples in the Word of God where God or his son Jesus has given us instruction on how we should live, right? There is no example in the Bible that tells us that we can make a sacrifice to the Lord instead of being obedient. I checked. It's not there. It is not there. Obedience is the key to any relationship with God and is the best way to show God that you love him and that he is your God. What other way can you can't please God without being obedient to God? It's impossible. So I'm just saying, if you really reflect on your life and think about the many times you quote unquote sacrifice for God and didn't get the answer you sought, maybe that's why. Maybe because you've been disobedient in some other area, God turned a deaf ear to you and your sacrifice. Your sacrifice meant nothing to him, you know? So in closing, I just want to say it is truly better to be obedient to God than to make any kind of sacrifice, because obedience to God is the key in any relationship with God. If you trust him enough, why don't you be obedient to him? Why don't you listen to him? Why don't you do what he tells you to do? Now, if you have trouble doing what God tells you to do, then that's probably telling you that you need to develop your relationship with God better, so that whatever's keeping you from doing that, he can eliminate out of your life, okay? Because he understands that you're human and that it's human nature to be disobedient to God. But if you ask God through your relationship to change you, to make you obedient to him, he'll do it. He'll be grateful that you asked. That's all he wants from us. It's our obedience. Holding him in high relevance. We can praise till the cows come home. It means nothing if we're not obedient to God. So that's what I wanted to say today, Lord, to your saints, Lord. And thank you for this word. It is better to be obedient to God than to sacrifice. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word. Father, we ask, Lord, that you help us to be obedient to you. Help us, Lord, in any areas in our lives that need to be changed so that we can be obedient to you. We ask, Lord, that you remove it from us. Draw us to you by your Spirit, Lord, so that you can change us into whom you want us to be, so that we can be obedient, Lord. We won't murmur and complain like the Israelites in the wilderness, but we'll be true to you, Father. We won't ask for another king, Lord. We'll realize you're the King of Kings, and we'll be obedient to your instruction. Father, we thank you for your instruction because your way of us living is the right way. There's no other way, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask a blessing upon this word. We ask, Lord, that many will hear this word and that it'll cause them to come to you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.